This is Al Simpson. At a time when U.S. companies are making some great strides to benefit their workers, the striker replacement bill comes along to pull the plug. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, with more and more companies working closely with their employees to empower them to achieve a workplace environment that cuts down the need for most strikes, why in blazes would Democrats want to ruin all that progress with this horrible striker replacement bill? Haven't you Dems done enough damage already with your tax hikes and employer mandates? Ted, your old political ally, the Washington Post, has come out forcefully against the striker bill. Why would they be opposed? Maybe it's because they're the only liberals in Washington who don't get big union labor PAC money. Ted, somebody has forgotten again to tell you that you simply can't create more employees by tying a noose around the neck of employers. Come on, Ted, open your eyes. Many American businesses need CPR, not a death by public hanging. Get the hang of it?
Al, you overdosed on Reaganomics and the anti-worker, anti-labor, union-busting mentality of the past 12 years. We need to end that unfair Republican tilt against working men and women. The National Labor Relations Act was one of the most enduring achievements of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. It gave workers the right to join unions, engage in collective bargaining, and participate in peaceful activities like strikes without fear of losing their jobs. President Reagan replaced the New Deal for labor with a stacked deck for business. He took a loophole in the law and drove a truck through it. He let employers hire permanent replacements for striking workers, not just temporary replacements. The House of Representatives has just passed legislation to close that loophole. Republican senators are threatening to filibuster it. That's playing with fire, Al. If Republican senators block the strike replacement bill, the voters may just decide to permanently replace a few Republican senators. Al Simpson and I want our listeners to suggest topics for Face Off. Just contact this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.